Stacy, please, I must have you back. Just come for a ride with me and my mobile command unit.
Joe, I told you, it's over. Release me from your kung fu grip.
Fine. I'll bomb your house into the ground, Missy.
Hello and welcome to Put in an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Terry, I am very, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
It's been 2 weeks. Two weeks too long, if you ask me.
2 weeks too long is right.
What have you been up to in the interim?
What have I been up to? I've got absolutely zero news. I don't have anything really.
Nice Easter.
No news is good news. Yes, it was actually quite... it was delightfully devilish, if you will. Because we had...
Devilish eggs?
Oh, yes, you better believe it. Because we had... Kerry's sister was down with her two kids. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's a pretty full-on weekend. But here's where it gets delightfully devilish, is that the kids are all playing with each other. The sisters are all chatting with each other. And I'm left to just...
Wank. We'll cut that out.
I wasn't ready for that.
Like, that pause you took really left it open for anything.
Oh, very good. It left me free to just watch football, like go training, like just... like on one stage I was coming out like, does anyone need me to do anything? Everyone's like, no.
Get out of here.
I was like... It works for me. A lot of free time. Did an Easter egg hunt. Now, I don't remember Easter egg hunts being a big thing when we were kids, really.
Not for me, but for other people, I remember.
Really?
Yeah. But Easter wasn't a big thing in my house.
No, you just sort of had an egg.
Did you have clothes? Did you get Easter clothes?
No.
See, that's like a lot of my friends would get like the new duds for Easter. You know?
Kind of like the Christmas of April.
Yeah, and I think it was also like because church was a... You know, you go to church on Easter Sunday.
I never did.
No.
I'm going to hell.
Well,
if I go, I'm taking you with me, Terry. How about you?
I'm missing Terry Toner. He's not dead yet.
Not quite dead yet. Did you have a good one yourself?
Yes, very quiet, very relaxing. Easter eggs, you know, plenty. Went to see Us, the Jordan Peele movie.
Is it good? Someone told me it was shy.
Brilliant.
Is it?
It's deadly.
Yeah, I figured it was good.
It's just... You'd like it because it's kind of... it's like... did you see like The Strangers or...
No.
Funny Games? Like
Funny Games, possibly.
It's like a home invasion type thing, but it's like doubles of their people, of the family. There's a family on holidays.
No.
And then it's like their doubles show up. And like
that episode of The Simpsons.
What, like Hugo?
Is there one? Yeah, was that the one where they show up and they're... Did I dream this? Or was there an episode of The Simpsons where, like Bart is watching the family get on without him?
That was, but...
That happened, right?
Yeah, but that was like he was like kicked out for Thanksgiving, I think.
Yes.
Okay. But this is more like these people show up and it's like a twisted mirror version of themselves.
Ooh.
Yeah, and yeah, very, very good.
Is that Us now or...
Us.
Oh.
Yeah, so... Yeah. One for streaming or whatever when you get it. Yeah.
Is it? I know screener season's finished, isn't it?
No, and it wouldn't. Yeah, it wouldn't be a big. Well, it might be next year because this last one was a big Oscar play.
Yeah.
Did you watch Get Out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Big fan of that. Yeah.
So.
I do really want to see Us. It's one of the few horrors that look good.
Mm.
Speaking of good horrors, Terry, I've seen a good horror.
Oh yeah.
On Netflix.
Oh.
The Ritual.
Yeah, I meant to check that one out. That's the one in the forest, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I was now,
is it stag do or is it?
It's kind of like
a men's outing.
It's four mates who are on a holiday or whatever. Kind of Blair Witch style. But I'll tell you what I liked about it. I won't give away the farm, Terry, because I would recommend it to anyone else listening too. One, what's good about it is they don't show you. they understand the whole less is more concept. Mm-hmm. They don't just throw the whole kitchen sink at you in the first whatever 40 minutes, so you're just, you know, which so many horrors do, that you just end up thinking, have I seen this movie before? Like, but also it's sort of, they add in a bit of that mess with your mind, like, you know, is this real, is this not real, love all that sort of thing.
Yeah, like that we talked about years ago, Oculus.
Yeah. Oculus was a gem of a
underrated
movie.
Gem,
yeah, it was very right? underrated. It was a dark horse because I liked that whole, oh, is this reality, is that them, is this them, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it was very good. I was sort of worried when I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's gonna be a bit grim, like, and it is a bit grim, but
you are grim, mate.
So it was very good. Now, speaking of very good, Terry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if you've seen the latest Game of Thrones.
I did watch it.
Now, that's interesting, Terry, because as I understood, you weren't actually the biggest fan of it in the last while. Are you back fully on board, or did you just watch that episode?
That last, I'm going to say spoilers now for the latest.
Oh, yeah, by the way, spoiler alert. Skip on, what, 3 minutes?
It might be longer. This is the episode that broke me, that lost me the show, for God.
Kidding me.
Awful episode. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, come on now. You don't believe
it. I do believe it. Here's why, and I have a laundry list. No, one, okay. What was with the camera? The filming
too
of
dark.
It. Too dark, grainy. Yeah. Also, the cutting between it, like, oh, it's like, oh, she's still alive, he's still alive. I thought they died. Well, you know, that didn't really make much sense. Also, like, a guy made of ice is set on fire by a giant dragon, and I was like, and I know what's going to happen here, he's just going to be standing there as if nothing happened. I was like, right, that's it, all the rules that they set up, whatever, they're,
he's the light king.
Ah, give me a fucking break, like, all the rules that they set up, it's just and there was no meaningful payoff of, like, in the episode, like, it felt like nothing mattered in it, really, like, no meaningful death, you know, this is your biggest battle ever. Who died?
Your man.
Scale guy. Whatever. I don't know the names. You don't even know his name. Like.
I don't know any of the names, except for, like, the top four.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You didn't give me one. You couldn't give me one lousy death.
Well, you see,
the one that affected me the most was the one-eyed guy with the flame sword.
Yeah, like,
and
him,
he died,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, that guy whose name I don't know.
Did you not just enjoy it for, like...
No, it was awful. It was terrible.
You weren't just sitting there thinking, like, oh, this is... Oh,
no,
whoa,
because
it was...
For the amount of money that they said they put into it, and, like, I've loved the other... That's, I was like, this is going to be the best episode of the series. First two were kind of snores. This one, a big battle. I know they do battles well.
Yeah.
And I was like, awful. They did the one... It was easily the worst one that they've done. Like, the one where...
Hot take.
I think it was season two when it was... The castle with, like, Tyrion was, like, throwing... He found, like, fire bombs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That was way better. The one a couple of years ago where it was, like, the wall was being invaded and it was, like, a whole long episode battle. The one
that was great. Yeah, with the giants and all.
Yeah, the one where they go beyond the wall where they had the giant battle out there. Much better. The Battle of the Bastards, much better. This was just...
I'm stunned there.
And where did you... Okay, where did your one come from at the very end?
Who?
The little girl.
The little girl?
Yeah. That killed the Night King. Like, where did she just appear out of nowhere? Like,
I have a theory on that.
Go on.
Now, look, I'm not going to say it was perfect. There was a few things that I was talking about, but it was fucking brilliant, Terry.
No, it wasn't.
It
you're
was
a
so.
Sap.
And I'll
you're,
tell you what, I
sap.
Had absolutely no idea. I am generally, by their nature, against bandwagons and jumping on them. Mm. And as soon as everyone was talking about something, I, for whatever reason, have an immediate disdain for that topic. But I was full, and I had no idea how the episode was received, so I had no prior bias going in. I avoided spoilers, I avoided it's good or bad or whatever.
Yeah, me too.
It was just, I thought it was fucking unbelievable. Like,
what was good about it?
It was just so, like, first of all, you have, like, just the build-up at the start, just the
that
silence.
That was the best part. That was the best part.
You're like, what's happening? Well, who's in the dark and all this sort of stuff. The Dothraki army just go out, like, immediately, they're killed. Like, oh shit, so there's the Dothraki army just gone after, like, whatever, 8 seasons or whatever. I was like, shit. Then you've got, like... The Unsullied, fair enough, they were coming up. But just the whole, like, especially that last, like, 20 minutes where you're just, like, the inevitability of, like, fucking hell, they're just coming out of every pore. And, like, it really give you the sense of, like, all hope is lost. That, like, score or whatever they had, like, that last 15, 20 minutes, I thought was unbelievable. They had, like, you know, what I liked about it as well is that even the deaths they had of like Brienne and...
No, she didn't die.
I'm pretty sure she did die.
No, she didn't die.
See, that's the thing though. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she did die because they were sort of almost showing these characters of
if they killed her like that, then worse again.
Now, I could be wrong on that one, but I thought...
The only people that died were... Yeah, Matt, I'll tell you what. The guy from the wall who was always hanging around with John and Sam. Don't know his name. The little fucking girl who stabbed the giant in the eye.
Badass.
Yeah. Your man, scaly guy.
Yeah. See, I thought
Brienne did die, and
I thought, like, that's quite interesting that they did it that way, that they just sort of had it almost in the background of, like, this established character just dying. I could be wrong on that
100%
one.
100% wrong.
Then there was a few things I was thinking, right, Jon Snow had a shocker. It's like, what was he doing the whole episode? Like, just turn back, like, when they were flying those dragons getting lost.
Thing.
And also, when they're all lining up at the thing that's on fire, and all they're all just standing there, like, why aren't they just going along with the dragons, just going and just getting them all while they're standing there?
That's as good a question as it is.
So, you know, it wasn't without. Now, here's the thing at the end with the Night King. I have one issue with that, but I think how she got there, because I was thinking, how does she leap that high? And two, how is she, like, just there? I think she, because the only way she can turn faces. Turned into one of the, because your one, now I don't know if this was even what it was referencing, but your one, the woman in red, said something about eyes like brown, green and blue, possibly turning into one of them, and she realised, oh, I can do that, turn into one of them, sidled up and then change back. Now, possibly, I don't know, I think we'll find out more in the next episode.
The fact that they don't show you anything close to that, like, that was the thing.
Then why don't you explain it in the next one?
That's not good enough. That's a problem.
It is, but that's what's great about the series.
No, you can, no.
You don't have to wait 2 years for the sequel. Next week we'll find out what happened. And now here's my final issue with it, and I will give you this, Terry.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that.
That all the Night King had to do was just stay away from it, like, just stay in your gaff.
Yeah.
And, like, they're literally invincible, like, if they, you know, if he's not killed, like,
but
the other.
That's what I mean.
Guys.
It's bad writing. Like, it's bad writing.
I wouldn't go that far. It had flaws. It was never going to be perfect.
It broke me. I don't care what happens now for the rest of it. I'm still going to watch it.
You are killing me.
But it was just like...
I'm shocked.
Yeah, well...
I spent the whole night thinking about it. Yeah, so the whole next day
I was like, I know what's coming. That was the bit that I was like, okay, done. Washing my hands of this. Was your man getting, like, a giant fireball on him, and I was like, I know what's going. He's just going to be standing there, like, not a scratch on him.
Yeah,
like.
Fire doesn't kill him.
Oh yeah, doesn't that?
No, he's the Night King.
Yeah, yeah. Made of ice, man.
Is he though?
Yeah.
Well.
When she stabbed him, he's exploded into shards of ice.
I tell you my biggest issue with the Night King. I wish the Night King was one of his sidekicks, the one who looks way better with the long sort
the
of
beard.
Hair. He actually looks like, you know, like a scary guy. The Night King looks too much like a regular person in makeup for me. I will give you that.
Yeah. One more thing before we get into the episode, because we're talking about stuff that didn't work for me. I went to see the Avengers. Now, talk about fucking something that works, man. You talk about paying off everything.
Hook, line, and sinker. They saw you coming.
They saw me coming 22 movies ago, let me tell you. Brilliant, man. Loved it. First minute of it, I was like, I'm going to start crying. I'm like, oh. They talk about breaking me in a good way. Yeah. Definitely. You got to see.
3 hours long or something?
Doesn't feel like it at all. Really
do one. That's what I say.
Yeah, I know you'll never watch it.
I might watch it, but, you know.
Well, you gotta watch.
You gotta watch 22 movies. Movies.
Yeah, I'd say watch, like, you have to watch 10 of them. I could do you a list.
So I gotta get to 20 hours before I can sit through a 3 hour one.
You don't know what you're missing out on, man.
What?
You don't know what you're missing
out
on.
Too many superheroes as well. What do they have, like 500 superheroes?
Well, I can't tell you, otherwise I'll ruin
it for you. I'm fucking... I don't know. Pick one.
Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk. Thor, best one of lot.
Thor.
Yeah. I never would have thought I'd say that.
I'm not a Thor, man. I don't like his hammer.
Nah, man. Hammer's the best. And he has an axe now as well.
Why not?
Anyway,
but that's what I like about TV though, is that it's kind of, it's almost replaced movies in the sense of, like, the must-see sort of, you know.
You say that, yet Avengers made $1.2 billion with a B over the weekend, in its opening weekend.
Record-breaking
opening weekend.
I mean, you have you'll have them.
In context, Avatar made $2.7 billion throughout the course of its run. So in one weekend, it's like half that.
Yeah.
So like, you're talking about must-see stuff. Like,
let me ask you though, why is it so... Like, was the last Avengers movie a mad popular one too?
Yeah, well, this is the last one. This is the last...
Like, why is Avengers so popular as opposed to, like, you know, all the other comic
those
movies?
Man, like, because they do it better. Like, the way they did it at the start was they had Iron Man, and that was a hit. And then they did the Hulk, and it was okay. But then they were like, we're going to do a movie for Captain America, we're going to do a movie for Thor, and then we're going to do a movie with all of them in it together.
It's like that South Park coon where he's talking about all the link-ups between this prequel, sequel, then we got to do all together.
But the whole thing when they did Superman, they did a new Superman, then it was like, oh, we're going to do a new Batman. It was like, oh, we just stick them together. Like, they didn't take the time to like build their own stories or anything like that.
Right.
Like, that's fucking 12 years, whatever, they've been in the making to sort of...
Right.
So this movie is like the last movie of... This particular.
Does this one have Superman in it, or is that DC?
No, that's DC.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you're fucking. Well, I don't know. Do I?
I'm not a comic book movie fan.
Yeah.
So that's not my MO. But what is my MO, Terry?
Yes.
Is Simpsons related facts and trivia.
Facts and trivia for what?
For the 14th episode of season 5, Lisa versus Malibu Stacy. Mm. Now, if I may indulge you, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
It aired on the 17th of February, 1994. It was written by Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein and directed by Jeff Lynch.
I know Jeff Lynch, but there's some good, you know, pedigree there with Bill and Josh.
Yeah, that's good stock.
Mm.
It came second in the ratings on Fox for that week, and losing out to Beverly Hills 90210, which is mad to think that's how popular that show was.
That was a juggernaut, that thing. It was a force.
It had a Nielsen rating of 11.6, equivalent to 11 million viewing households. And now, what I thought was interesting about this one was that the staff were trying to come up with an idea for the episode. And going through different companies in like the Simpsons universe, and one of them thought it was a good idea, or Oakley suggested it was a good idea to have an episode involving the Malibu Stacy company. And what I thought was funny was like it was sort of inspired by, in 1992, Mattel released a Teen Talk Barbie, which spoke a number of phrases, including, "Will we ever have enough clothes? I love shopping. And wanna have a pizza party?" And then each doll was programmed to say four out of 270 possible phrases, so no two dolls were likely to be the same. But one of those phrases was, "Math class is tough." And although only about 1% of the dolls said that phrase, it was criticized, and they had to basically offer a swap to anyone who owned that doll.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was like mental, because it was just like it's almost exactly what the Malibu Stacy doll was like.
Your sister, Barbie?
No.
No.
Joni's kind of getting into dolls a little bit now. She has
They Barbie dolls, or are they those dolls with the giant heads? Like, you know, those sort
of... Oh, yeah. They're not... I don't have any... I actually have a Barbie boat.
Oh, yeah.
Ship. But, yeah, I don't have any official...
You have yourself?
Yeah, personally. Yeah. Life size. I mean... I don't have much else, I'll be honest with you.
No, I just had that Bill Oakley... Was his wife was an avid Barbie collector, and so he spent a lot of time at different conventions across the United States. He said, you know, he kind of met the world's largest owner of the collection, which inspired
the Smithers one.
They're not like not really like the I just had that it was that math class is hard.
Math class is hard. Like, what are they thinking?
Also said that, you know, Kathleen Turner, again, in keeping with Reese, a trend of like stellar guest stars. That
what
like,
was Kathleen Turner in?
She's in loads of stuff. You might know her best as
excuse me.
Chandler's dad in Friends.
Yep. Straight away, that is how I know her best. Nailed it straight away.
Yeah, which he's in loads of '80s stuff. She was in Serial Mom. No, maybe that was.
Shepherd. I like the fact that when you're referencing someone to me, you have to dumb it down immensely to find. So I'll understand. She was in Oscar-winning movies, this, that, and the other.
She was in Jewel of the Nile. She was in Romance of the Stone.
Never heard of it, mate.
Michael Douglas, Danny DeVito.
Chandler's dad in Friends. Gotcha.
I suppose that speaks to our relationship, Andrew.
Don't call me Andrew. But
we dive in.
Let's dive in proper, please.
So it starts off. What do you think of the starting here? Where it's like there's like a rally or something for Matlock.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. It's the opening of the Center for Geriatric Medicine, which I like that touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I liked is just the fact that when Matlock comes on stage, I assume Matlock is a real.
Mm.
He's a real person and a real
he's a TV character, I believe.
Yeah. And I like the fact he's so old. Like, he's coming on the stage, he's all wobbly, toucan, and he just gets absolutely mobbed by the old people. Like, full on, like, pulling out of him. And even like when Abe and Jasper are on the bus after, it's like,
he has his pills.
I swiped his pills, and like they're just happy, like a job well done.
But like, no, well, I like the way he says it when it's like, he's like, you know, you've been talking about Matlock, now you've met him, swiped his pills. And then you just see the ambulance going behind.
Clear. Yeah, it was a good start.
Yeah. So, and that as well, I'd never noticed it before, but when he's talking about his hand on his shoulder, it's actually there, like from the start of the, because I wound it back. From the start of that frame of animation, then it's like
he does have it there all the time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's my hand. I was like, oh, that. And it's kind of, it's a weird start or a weird entry point, because then he's like, I'm old and I'm dying and I want to give you some stuff. So he gives Lisa his correspondence, which I thought was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it? Hanks, or it's like Mr. Simpson, stop. Your constant letters are becoming a nuisance. Stop. If you do not cease, I will be forced to pursue legal action. Stop. Signed, Boris Karloff.
Any idea who Boris Karloff is?
Absolutely not.
Ooh.
Who is he? Actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Okay.
But he's in like those Hammer horror movies of the like 60s. So I think he's either Frankenstein or Dracula. I think Bela Lugosi is Dracula. I think Boris Karloff was Frankenstein.
Right.
I don't want to Google it.
Yeah.
Just for the
Let's
sake.
Let's just go old school and just say what we think.
I think Bela Lugosi was Dracula.
Okay.
It's a good song. You ever hear Bela Lugosi's Dead?
No.
That's going on the exit.
when she was saying stop the whole time.
It's Telegram.
But like, is she saying stop as in full stop, or is she because then when it was I always thought it was full stop, and then as she's reading it,
it says
it said stop. So is that like?
I don't know. Like I've never seen a telegram, but like whenever you see it on TV and they're reading the telegram, it's always like stop.
Yeah.
So like,
I thought that's what she was just doing, but then when I seen it actually written,
maybe they
stop,
write it on it though.
Maybe I don't know.
Homer and his entire family get left a box of mint condition 1918 Liberty Head silver dollars. And then he goes into this whole like monologue or spiel about like how they would drive around in Zeppelins and toss them out.
They're already putting on their clothes, getting ready to spend them.
One day I seen J.D. Rockefeller.
What I did like is where he's saying like, and to Homer and his entire family.
And it's just a trend of like grandpa in this episode where it's just like everybody is like sick of him.
Yeah,
like he's just droning on.
He's pretty full on in this episode.
Though, I like
as well.
It. Though,
yeah.
But it's like they're all getting their coats on and getting ready to go to the mall. Now I would have liked a little scene here where it's like they have a box of dollars, right?
Yeah.
But it's like surely they're worth more than dollars. Like they're as if
they're
going
just
to the
spending
mall.
Them like
That's
dollars.
That's what it seems like. I'm like, go to like a little scene or something where they like cash it in or something.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, we've got $600 from that box of $20 or whatever. Like,
you know? What do you do these days if you have something like that? Interesting that I ask that, Terry, because I'll tell you what, right? I'm opening my wallet here, folks. I managed to mine...
What is that?
Oh, it's gone. I managed to mine, Terry, a small piece of gold.
Ooh.
See this here? Yeah. That's real gold. That was at that the Irish Heritage Centre, you know, where you go and see how they lived in like the Bronze Age and all that sort of stuff. But there's a thing where you can just mine for gold. And if you get it, you bring it back to the desk and they give you a cert for it. Fat chance. I pocketed this gold immediately. It was like a proper little nugget. Everything else was like flakes and I just seen this there, you know, as you swish around the thing. So I'm going to cash that in. How much do you think that's worth?
Nothing, man.
It's tiny.
No, I dropped it. such great content for an audio medium.
Bollocks, anyway. It's gone. I lost it. Well, damn it. I'll find it later.
Oh my!
But he said it was worthless. So
it is. But like they have all these like cash for gold places.
Hello. Yeah. How much would that have been worth?
10 cents. It's tiny. It's the size of a crumb. Like that looks. Oh no, it's not even a crumb on the desk. Like
I'm gonna be crawling around on all fours looking for that now. It's embedded in the carpet fibers.
Okay,
that's what's great about live TV, folks.
Live
to
tape.
Anyway, sweating here. I'm hot.
Grandpa is talking about his wash tub and how a turkey used to be called a walking bird. We always have a walking bird on Thanksgiving.
Walking bird.
Yeah, and stuff with gunpowder. And they just are ignoring him walking towards the toy shop. Did you notice what it said?
It was like fun.
It was like Kidsville, USA, not to be confused with the correctional facility.
juvenile correctional facility. Yeah, I like that.
And you see Homer playing with Sergeant Thug's Mountaintop Command Post.
What I thought was interesting, one about that.
Maggie?
That she's playing with it.
She's drawn the her name on the sketch, foreshadowing.
But it sort of brought me back to like, it got me thinking like, what was your favorite toy as a kid? You know, if you
had one, like
a couple.
I was big into the Turtles. My Turtles action figures were big time. Were good. Or Lego. You know, if I got like a good set of Lego,
a big like clear tub of Lego.
See, this is the depressing thing about that. Like, Faye got me... You've seen that Lego head in my house. And it's like, okay, build something out of Lego that doesn't require instructions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nope.
They just don't have that anymore.
Nothing. No, that's what I got. She got me a bunch of, like, loose Lego parts or whatever.
Yeah, that is,
I couldn't build that.
Why not?
I didn't know what to build.
A house.
Yeah.
A house on the roof that's tiered.
No, my imagination's just gone. Like, my life is the Lego movie. Like,
I was show me what to do.
Give me a set of instructions and I'll build that car or whatever. It's like, I was like, she's like, what are you going to build? I'm like, there's green and...
I have a horsey.
It's like, am I after wasting a Christmas present? I'm like, no, I'll use it. And like,
no, I'm playing with it.
It's like, it was a great present. I was like, I was really excited. And then like trying to actually sit down and do it, I was like,
the practicalities of sitting down.
Freezing up here.
She's sitting there watching you. Like, but Lego was a big one for me. Turtles, Ghostbuster stuff. I had big fan of the franchise, as you know, Terry.
Did you watch the new one?
The
Girdles.
No, of course not.
Sexist bitch. Of course not.
No, like it just looked awful. Like, just call it something else. Like, you know.
But they're busting ghosts.
Are they?
I haven't seen it.
But they were sort of big ones. I remember I had like. the Ecto-1 and like the... But like Turtles was a big one as well. But it was only when Homer brought up that big mountain with the thing. And even though like he's playing with it like it's a thing, like moving it back and forth like it's a mountain. Well, yeah, just got me thinking
about
it.
Was there like a Christmas present you ever wanted that you didn't get?
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I'll put you on the spot there, right?
No, to be honest, I got everything I've ever wanted for Christmas. No, I was never left wanting. Like, whatever I wanted, I'd ask for, and usually got. I never asked for something too outlandish, though.
No, I think what I'm saying is more that it's like it was out of stock or whatever. Like
No, not really. I was never...
I remember asking for a board game, right?
Yeah.
One of those... They're not really board games, though. They would be in the board game section.
Right.
But I can't even remember what one I wanted now. But I ended up getting Shark Attack Bowling.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Shark Attack Bowling? No.
You set up the pins in the hall or whatever. Instead of a bowling ball, it was a shark that you held back.
Oh, yeah.
It was like...
Does it go like... Is it gone?
I don't know.
No. That's irrelevant.
Yeah. I just remember like going through that phase of like loving that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to set up my pins and like having that... Not even a board game. It's just a shark that hits into pins, really.
Those are the games that like my daughter kind of likes. Of like, you know, those like the big elephant trunk that blows air out and like, the butterflies come out and you catch it with.
All those are like they're board games, but they're not board
games. Hungry hippos are like pressing the shark's teeth, and one of them is going to snap shut. I tell you what, I got Mousetrap.
Was it like I never?
It's absolute shite now. They completely changed, and they made it more complicated. Like, I mean, the first one,
you need
I'm sure.
A degree in astrophysics for this thing.
And I've got a degree in mechanical engineering, Terry. Oh, I have to remind myself.
Come on, Andrew.
But I mean, like this thing, it didn't work once. Like I had to sort of push it along sometimes, or like do like it didn't do. Doesn't have the bell, so when you go, you know, when you press the final satisfying one, it goes ding.
When you catch the mouse,
like, doesn't do that. This one's like a thing, and then like a net supposed to just come down, and like doesn't work.
Yeah.
Anyway, ruined Lego.
Hasbro.
They've ruined.
Yeah, they got a lot to answer for.
They got a lot to answer for. Anyway,
so I like the next bit where it's Abe. Well, first of all, I like that Homer is like, oh, you're never going to get hurt. And he gets hurt like 3 or 4 times in a row. Like he cuts his finger and gets electrocuted and then he still goes in his mouth.
I love that.
Abe with the rocket. He's like, this is a piece of junk. He's
like, takes it breaks the minute you take it out of the box.
He's like, the toy soldier's like stamping on them. He's like, all right, pups.
Escorted out.
The soldiers won't bother you anymore. You get the big homage.
I did get this. Yeah. I have seen Big.
I was going to ask, are you a fan?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I say of course, like as in I haven't seen it.
It does seem like it's right up your alley, though, that type of like...
Yeah,
you
know. Tom Hanks, late
Tom
80s.
Foolery.
Yeah. Big fan of that. But yeah, I got the reference. I liked how they did it. It was just, swimming across.
I like how it's not... what is it in Big? Is it Rock Around the Clock?
I think it's Chopsticks.
In Big, is it?
Yeah.
I like how it's like him doing his own terrible version
just
of it.
Swimming. He's not even singing the words like, rock, 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 rock.
And then you get Lisa at the dolls. And this is where the sort of episode starts to get into focus, I guess. And it kind of reminded me of like when she's like, she's like, hey, horse face, get your ugly hook.
Yeah.
Remind me of, like, Flanders as a kid, like...
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Dick Tracy. Hey, prune face. You're prune Tracy.
Like, that's so good.
Kids are crazy in The Simpsons. Right? I did like as well with the girls. It's like, hey, keep breaking Stacy for $1.99.
Yeah.
And it's like, evening from the improv, only 89 cents. Like,
ew. And then when he comes out, like, I love your man, he's like, it's the new talking melody, Stacey. He's like, Mr. Weiss.
I like that they didn't go for the usual and the squeaky voice teen that you'll see later on.
Yeah.
Like, put this man out in the sun.
Yeah.
I like Homer's purchase. It seems like the most savvy of the lot.
Yeah.
Easy Bake Oven for the car.
I remember thinking as a kid, like, oh, that would be good. I'd love to have one of those.
Never used one of those.
Were they a big thing over here? Like, I don't think.
I don't know. Like,
I never really.
Like,
Never seen them. No, like, it's more of a girl's.
They make you sick as well. Like,
like, how do you make them? Like,
it's a little. It's a light bulb that we heated the thing. Like, so.
Just heats it up a bit. Like,
I like how Bart has the Sergeant Thugs thing, and he presses the button, and it blows up.
So dangerous, this joke.
Then Grandpa again is just droning on. And they just like, I like how they're just staring straight ahead, nobody's saying it, and he's waffling just
letting
on.
Letting them go. I love the line, always sticks with me for whatever reason. It's like, sure are a lot of ugly people in your neighborhood. Oh, look at that one.
The one that sticks with me is like, the president is a Democrat. Yeah.
Like, hello. Hello.
But then he comes in and he's still at it. Like,
he just keeps going.
And then it's, Homer's, I like Homer like trying to sneak by. Oh,
Terry,
I see.
I'm gonna stop you right where you stand.
Dad, I love you, but you're a weird, sore-headed old crank, and nobody likes you. God darn it! I guess I am an old crank, but what am I gonna do about it?
One ship and I'm totally hip.
Buzzcocks. There's a little boogie in every bottle.
Holy smokes, that's it. From now on, I'm thinking, acting, and looking young. And I'm going to start with a bottle of Buzz Cola. Oh, ow, ow, the bubbles are burning my tongue. Ow, oh, water, water.
When, like, when he's drinking the Buzz Cola, and like he drops the bottle.
Yeah.
It's very, I love that fizzing sound of like it's spilling.
Yeah.
And even the
like
way,
it's acid or something like.
And even the bubbles are burning my tongue. Like, it's exactly how like an old person would react.
My favorite bit is, one sip and I'm totally hip.
And it seemed like a very like 90s
ad. Yeah.
You know, I remember thinking that like it was very.
But, like the name, like Buzz Cola. Yeah, and, like, remember like Jolt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Jolt. And then
there was stuff on the market when those kids went blind.
There was Double Jolt as well.
Oh my lord.
I remember that as well.
Didn't taste good. That's what
it
I
didn't
remember.
Taste good. I just loved the fact that it had
lightning.
Yeah, and it had loads of caffeine in it, I remember. And I remember specifically one of me, I can't remember who it was, one of my mates had a bike. I remember this big thing of like, I drank Jolt Cola and I could run alongside him as he was cycling the bike. Like, it's the coffee! Like, thinking I was like super fast or something. So
you're Popeye and you've had your speech.
Yeah, like, it was the equivalent, yeah.
It was good. That's a good little clip there. Yeah. Like, I just like the
idea. I always like the ads. You know?
Yeah, you know. I love the idea of like those ads where it's, they drink something and they're transformed.
Yeah.
And it's like a guitar. Completely. You know, that sort of. Like,
so many protesters.
Like, yeah, like, hey, ladies. Like,
sounds sexist.
The next part is Lisa is like having her assembly with her dolls. Yeah. And she pulls the like the toy for the talking Malibu Stacy and doesn't like what they have to say.
What was it? Don't ask me.
No, it's like the first one I think is like, I wish they taught shopping in school.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
let's bake some cookies for the boys.
Yeah. Like, I do like, she's like, don't ask me, I'm just a girl. It's like Bart, like, right on, second sister.
And then, yeah.
She goes on a vicious sort of rant here. Like,
Was it they can never, many of the girls grow up thinking this is the right way to act. They can never be anything more than vicious ninnies whose only goal is to look pretty and land a rich husband and spend all day on the phone with their equally vicious friends talking about how damn terrific it is to look pretty and have a rich husband.
Like, the way she ramps up to it, though, I think like,
shaking the doll's head like, the whole time.
And the hair going everywhere, like... and then that's the thing, she throws the doll out the window like, like Abe. Is he like no handsing it on the bike? Fair play. Like,
I know, look at me, I'm acting young.
And then he ends up in an open grave.
He absolutely goes flying.
But like when he went flying, I was watching it, it's like he's like travelling through dimension. Yeah.
Everything behind him, like,
it's all so blurry. Yeah. It's like he's in a black
hole.
He'd
be dead as well, landed right in a grave. Like, it's not so bad.
And
she's consulting with her friends then to see if they're, which they don't have a problem with.
A great gag. It just gets me all the time. She's like, Celeste. I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, it's like, my spidey sense is tingling.
Anyone call for a web slinger? That's a great joke.
Yeah,
And it's so I loved when
it's really authentic, I think.
Especially when when they're talking about, like, it's the thing she's saying is sexist, and they're like, oh, Lisa said a dirty word.
Yeah.
All that, like, that's really like it was as kids. Like.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what, like, is it that she's there? They're having dinner is the next thing. She's keep going on about it.
Yeah, it's but like they're all silently looking at each other. Here we go.
Yeah, it's like Homer is chewing, and then he's like, or like everybody stops chewing. Homer makes it like a really loud noise. I'm like, swallowing his food, like, and then they're like, you made us march in that gay rights parade. Like,
local gays show their pride, just looking bewildered. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Another dig at Fox, how, you know.
Can't watch Fox because they own those chemical weapon plants in Syria.
Yeah. I think they just use it to take shots. Or
I
whatever.
Think so, yeah. It's all in good fun.
But I do like how Marge, just a good bit of writing where it's like, she's like, I had a man who was Stacy. He's like, and I turned out fine. Now let's forget our troubles with a big bowl of strawberry ice cream.
She's like, the exact same.
And then basically she calls and is going to go on the tour where she can give out in person.
Yeah. You're not going to throw red paint at the executives. The Keebler people were very upset. Who's Keebler?
Keebler elves, I believe, are those little elf dolls.
Now you
there's
know.
More of a US thing, I don't think. Just know the name from the thousands of hours of television that I've watched. And we get when they're on the tour, I like this where it's like, welcome to Enchantment Lane. He's like, well, you can might smell some fairy dust in the air, and it's just like
the most
there's
like,
a clang in the doors of shoot. Leroy, get your ass in gear.
Shut your hole. Now Terry, I'm going to stop you here because it's a bit of a doozy coming up. Ooh. So we will play it and come back.
Malibu Stacy, America's favorite 8.5 incher. In 1959, homemaker Stacy Lavelle had a design and a dream. The design, Malibu Stacy. The dream, to mass market a fashion doll that was also edible. Kids didn't much like the taste of dried onion meal, but they loved the doll. A second plastic Malibu Stacy took America by storm. Just ask the owner of the world's largest Malibu Stacy collection, Waylon Smithers of Springfield.
Hello, Malibu Stacy collectors. I'll see you at StacyCon 94 at the San Diego Airport Hilton.
And what does Stacy think of her 35 years of success and millions of friends worldwide?
Don't ask me. I'm just a girl.
She sure is.
Well, that's the tour. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
I have one.
Yes?
Is the remarkably sexist drivel spouted by Malibu Stacy intentional, or is it just a horrible mistake?
Believe me, we're very mindful of such concerns.
Hey, Jiggles, grab a pad and back that gorgeous butt in here.
Oh, you get away.
Don't act like you don't like it.
What I find so impressive about this clip is the fact that the woman was able to close the door with her ass. I just love your man's voice. Hey, Jiggles, get your ass in here.
Couldn't be more chauvinistic. Like,
fuck you.
And she actually does love it. Like,
he's like, don't act like you don't like it.
It was just, I mean,
Smithers being the largest collection is, or the owner of the collection, of course.
I'll see you at StacyCon 94 at the San Diego Airport Hilton.
It makes it sound so depressing.
I know. But just the whole, I mean, I was laughing out loud with that whole, like, Jiggles, I'm gonna back that gorgeous. It couldn't be
the
more incriminating.
I know.
And like, it's such a boys' club. Like, I don't even think, I mean, like, They probably couldn't write that.
They wouldn't try it now. Like,
they're very liberal. Am I using the right term?
Yeah, but they're liberal back here. But I guess they're making fun of the fact.
They probably wouldn't even chance it now because people would just be like, the joke. Like, they don't think of the context or that it's a joke of a joke. Almost, it would just be nowadays. It would just be you can't say that. He called her Jiggles. And all, you know, like, it would just be focusing on that. Yeah.
I like as well, like, Grandpa and Lisa are at the table next.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's awful being a kid. No one listens to you.
Now, Terry, in a somewhat unprecedented move, I'm going to actually play this clip too.
Oh!
So why say it when we can play it?
Been a while.
It's awful being a kid. No one listens to you.
It's rotten being old. No one listens to you. I'm a white male, age 18 to 49. Everyone listens to me, no matter how dumb my suggestions are.
Well, I'm not going to accomplish anything just sitting here.
And griping, it's time for...
action! I've got to talk to that woman who invented Malibu Stacy and see if I can get her to...
Come out of retirement! I'm going to give me a job, a real Malibu, and see if Stacy can help invent me young... Help!
You're getting a job!
Yes! I'm going where the action is! Come in! Come in! Mayday! I'm losing your transmission!
I said French fries!
What the? Do we sell French fries?
I like the fact that Homer just flat out says, I'm a white male aged 18 to 49. Everyone listens to me.
That was the thing that stuck out to me where it's like, oh, yeah. They're really like... on the nose there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
In, like,
any particular highlights from this scene?
I love the bit at the end where, like, the writing of them going, like, finishing each other's sentences.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to see if I can get her to come out of retirement. I'm going to get a real Malibu and see if Stacy can all help up. Invent me young help. And then the whole thing of like great little misdirect of like Mayday, come in. He's like, I said.
I love that.
Yeah.
The beeping behind. I said French fries.
Do we sell French fries?
Every time, like we go to McDonald's, like maybe once a month, we go to like the drive-thru in Arklow, and like. One time I got the order, I was ordering a Happy Meal for Joni, and I said, like, can I get a Big Mac? And both Carrie and Joni started just laying into me for it. I'm like, yeah, just give me a second. Yeah, I got it right. They're like, Happy Meal, is it? Like, all right. But, I don't know. It just reminded me of, I said, I know. Get away with nothing in the house.
I get a Burger King every time I'm in the airport.
But, is that it?
Yeah, I don't really go anymore. You know, it used to be...
See, there's a stop right between Dublin and Arklow on the M11, an Apple Green, which has.
Do you stop in for the, like.
I stop in occasionally.
King of Queen esque pre dinner whopper.
I genuinely think so sometimes. But I genuinely have the thought as I'm driving, will I just go in and just wolf down a quick burger? And
Nobody will know.
I know. I stopped doing that because I did it once or twice before Jiu Jitsu, and then I just felt like I was going to vomit.
Yeah,
like, So
before dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I could. But that's the problem. I could easily do that. If I get to that habit, I'll just do it all the time.
Remember one day I was meeting Faye for lunch, and I was on a half day from work, and she was like, "Oh, we'll meet in town about like 2 or whatever." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah," and I was like, "We're gonna be going for lunch at about like 3, 4." I was like, "I could fit in a Burger King." So went and snuck in a quick Burger King, and then I was like, "Faye's like, okay, ready for lunch?" As soon as I met her, I was like, "Oh." Do you not have stuff to do? No, I got all my stuff done. Like, to lunch. I was like, I'll have
a salad.
It's like, end up getting a pizza, man.
It was
delicious.
It was grim that evening, was it?
No, or that, I just or had the a next bit of morning. A store, you know, carrying a baby around me for most of the evening.
I think I have some Tic Tacs in my purse. Excellent choice, sir.
Where are we? Oh, yeah. Lisa shows up at Smithers' house.
Hello, Smithers. You're quite good at turning me on.
You probably should ignore that.
Possibly one of the classic...
It's
one of the top 10 classic Simpsons moments ever?
No, I don't think so.
No?
But it's still...
It's so...
Do you think it's the best Smithers Burns?
I don't think I appreciated it at the time. You know, I think now... If I was watching all the episodes first now, that would be the biggest sort of on the nose, like, you know, obviously he's in love with Mr. Burns, but that's the first one where, like, he's, he made it himself.
That's the thing, like, if you get into the thought process behind it, it's like, that he's gone to the trouble of, like, this making this thing that he can play for himself.
It's like, yeah, he just gets a kick out of it. Like.
Well, more than a kick, mate. Yeah.
What does he get out of it?
Yeah, I don't know.
First word on, on this podcast. Wank.
My favorite one is the Smithers when they're doing Streetcar Named Desire. He's like, you're late, Mr. Burns.
Yes. Is that Mr. Burns? Is that
Smithers? So then she gets to, she cycles off to Recluse Ranch Estate.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and Stacy's dream house. Which is great. Like, so then they're sort of going through, like, how bad things are with Malibu Stacy.
She's not really willing to help.
She was forced out. But I love that it's like they said it wasn't her way of thinking wasn't cost effective. Like. That and I was funneling profits to the Viet Cong. Like, sorry?
What I wonder is why she has a photo of all her ex-husbands.
I love it.
On the mantle.
It's great. Like,
who are they again?
It's Ken, Johnny, Joe, Dr. Colossus, and Steve Austin. First of all, I love how Dr. Colossus is just like a recurring character.
Yeah.
Just a recurring background
and
character.
And he's never been to the forefront, really, Dr. Colossus.
He's in the... The only time he's had lines, maybe, that I can remember is...
All my stuff is there.
Yeah. Like, you're never going down to Colossus. Like,
oh, yeah.
Stay away from Death Mountain.
Yeah, and all my stuff is there. Great line.
Yeah, but... Like, I like when she's like, oh, we can do it together. He's like, no, I'm too drunk.
No, you're not.
The animation of her
eyes.
Yeah,
it was really good. Yeah. I'll come back to
She has the perfect, like, tenor.
Yeah.
Of, like, a washed up
person. It was actually a really good casting choice because she does sound that sort of way,
And when he's gone, it's like Abe working with his.
Krusty Burger. Is it Krusty Burger he's working with?
I think it's Krusty Burger, and it's like. Old man Peterson, the squeaky voice teen, but he's like, he puts his teeth in the burger.
Yeah.
I just love how, like,
how your man's wrapping the bag.
Yeah, like, Abe is like, ever see a sandwich that could take a bite out of you? And then, like, your man pays him no attention. He's like, look at this sandwich.
And your man's still, just rapping.
He's
not looking.
Trying to get his attention, and he's still talking. Bollocks, your man just takes it, like,
Damn sandwich took a bite out of me.
Great line.
Yeah. So, and then they're like, we'll make our own doll. Lisa wants to make her own doll. With the wisdom of Gertrude Stein, the wit of Cassie Geiswhite, and the tenacity of Nina Totenberg. I guess the joke is that nobody's going to know who
is
these
that,
women.
Because I Googled it today and, like, I mean, they're all known people. All
historical figures or whatever.
Yeah,
right? But I think that's, like, the joke. That's And then Eleanor Roosevelt,
the down to earth good looks.
And then we get our opening clip, but it's just so good. It's like, first of all, she throws the drink.
I like that scene, even like the hair and all. Yeah.
And then it's like the door gets kicked out. Like, Stacy, please, I must have you back. Just come for a ride of me and my mobile command unit.
Joe, I told you it's over. Release me from your kung fu grip.
Fine. I'll bomb your house into the ground, Missy.
Straight away, he wants her back, and then she says, no, I'll bomb your house into the ground.
I love that little touch of release me from your kung fu grip. And just the look of him.
I know. I didn't think. I was only watching this episode that I realized that's G.I. Joe.
Yeah, but, like.
I didn't realize that before.
It's G.I. Joe, but. Does he actually look like a G.I.
I don't know.
I never was a G.I. Joe kid. Like,
me neither.
Like. But I got the idea that it's like Joe is supposed to be G.I. Joe. Like,
it was the Kung Fu Grip that made me think because it wasn't that a big feature that G.I. Joe
was it?
Kung Fu Grip. Yeah. I remember the 70s show that Eric Foreman had a big thing. Kung Fu Grip.
Yeah. Well, I got the first one because it was Ken.
Yeah.
You know, her husband was Ken. So Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it was like Joe and Dr. Colossus. I'm like, oh, they're action figures.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of...
I figured it was, yeah.
This time you figured it.
Yeah, just took me 25 years.
I like how when they're at the kitchen table designing the doll, and it's like it's Marge's hair.
How do I mean?
Yeah, Like Homer, like how about me?
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, imagine, actually, yeah. Like, you all have hideous hair.
I love how easy they're placated, like from a design point of view. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you put it that way. Okay.
And then we get a little stop at the recording studio.
Speaking of stop, Terry, I'm going to stop you right there in our recording studio. Double whammy.
Talking doll, take 8.
When I get married, I'm keeping my own name.
You know, that should probably be if I choose to get married.
Look, little girl, we got other talking dollies to record today.
All right, you Poindexters, let's get this right. 1. Hey, kids, I'm talking Krusty. 2. Hey, here comes Sideshow Mel. Again, here comes Sideshow Mel. Sideshow Mel. 3. Bada bing, bada boom, I'm done. Learn from a professional, kid.
Okay, Krusty, we are ready to roll. Any... What the...
Possibly one of my favorite clips from the episode is that...
Possibly one of my favorite clips ever.
It's because he's so, like... It's so like celebrity Krusty, like
it's the real Krusty.
Everyone's gonna be like, as soon as he's in, they're all set up and all like, and even the way he's like Sly Chomel, it's like decorative. It's like Sly Chomel, it's that second Sly Chomel.
Did you notice what T-shirt he was wearing?
No, I didn't.
Little crest in the top left corner, where you'd normally have it if you're wearing a football jersey. Wearing a light pink colour. The West Ham crest, my friend.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
It was. That's part of my trivia.
Really? Yeah. Why is he wearing a West Ham?
I think because it was referenced in another episode as well that like another, I think one of the writers must be a West Ham fan or whatever.
Like, in 94 as well.
Yeah. Like remember like Stallone was like an Everton fan.
Yeah.
So like there's that weird sort of...
The coffee. I remember the clip of him drinking the coffee at the ground. He's like,
brilliant. But like, Krusty is West Ham.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But I love how the tech guy was like, "Oh, little girl, we have other talking dollies to record today." Like, but even like her like. Talking through the semantics of everything. No, that should be if I choose to get married. Yeah. it's like even your man where he's like, okay, Krusty, we are ready to what?
He's just gone through the speeds up.
But I think better do what I'm done. Like, or even like when he does the laugh, like the way his face the way his face goes. And he looks huge as well.
He does, yeah. He looks terrible.
Super fat. Like, he's obviously on hiatus or whatever.
I love it.
So they're coming up with a name. And Bart is.
Bart's being vintage Bart.
Yeah. I actually quite like this. I like the little you got of Bart in this episode. I quite like it. Where it's like, how about Blabbermouth? The jerky doll for jerks.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention. Like,
Wendy Wimbeck?
Ugly Doris.
Hortense the mule face doll.
No, loud about Lisa. Stupid Lisa garbage face.
I was like, I can't stand this any longer. Somebody pay attention to me.
Look at me. And like, I love how like Homer and Marge are just like,
it's just like oh.
Yeah, like, they move closer, like put him out of frame. I
genuinely can't even hear him.
So they're back at Kidstown, USA, and their doll is being stocked. And Stacy says it wasn't difficult. Just tell them who she was and who Lisa was, and well, they couldn't resist.
Really?
Well, until you were.
What I liked is when, like, the next bit where the board is like, "We've got to sink this Lisa Lionheart doll in fast." I don't know why. Like, are we supposed to know who it is? Where they call in a favor from Washington, and your man's there like, "Yes, I understand. I'll take care of it personally."
I was trying to look it up. Is it supposed to be a real politician?
I don't know because it sounded like a real guy.
I always thought is that supposed to be Bill Clinton or something when I was younger? Like, but it's like, no, it's just like Senator What's It or whatever. I just love it. It's such a good
accent
joke.
As well. Yeah, I'll take care of it personally.
This is a good joke. It's just like he's driving like. First of all, he's drove from Washington to Kentucky, like where the Simpsons are supposed to be set. Like.
Is that where it's supposed to be set?
No. They never released it, right?
Yeah.
Except for in the... Remember that episode? A very good episode that maybe we should do one day. Behind the Laughter?
Yeah.
Where it's like, at the very end, it's like, oh, they've come a long way from this Northern Kentuckian family. So, there you go.
Because they do make reference, like, you know, the clues are all there in that episode. I wonder if that's... surely they'd have accents.
That's very true. Strong. Yeah, but I think that I don't think that's, as the guys say, canon.
What's that mean? Like, official?
Canonical is, like, part of the storyline. Never heard of the term canon?
No. Listen, you're showing a lot of big words at me right now. Because I don't understand them. I won't take them as disrespect.
But yeah, the, just like the brick being thrown at the door. And then he's just like,
that's it.
And that's rolls up the window like, did you hear something? Like, I don't know.
That's actually a great joke. And I actually appreciate that one as well. Like,
take care of myself. Like, throws a brick at
you
the
think
door.
Like, oh shit, what's going to happen? Yeah. Like, that's it.
So then we get Kent Brockman and his daughter, and how she doesn't want to do a newscast on Beetle Bailey. She wants him to do a newscast on her new dolly.
It's like you were right about the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, I like that. Good joke. And I just love, like, his first of all, I love his voice. It's like, how it might be unusual to spend 28 minutes reporting on a doll. The reporter found it impossible to stop talking. It's just really fascinating news, folks.
I love that, yeah.
Oh, and the president was arrested for murder. More on that tomorrow night, or you can turn to another channel. Do not turn to another channel.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
The president was arrested for murder.
Yeah.
I love those, like, little, like...
asides.
Yeah, yeah. Or like... the phony Pope can be recognized by his foul mouth and high top sneakers.
Even that one, the one that was the lottery fever, it's like, they're sold out of books in lotteries. Like, not to give you any tips about the lottery, but more a crushing critique of man's, you know, nature, whatever. Yeah. So then we get the execs at Malibu Stacy. And they need to reinvent her for the 90s. Stay here all night if they need to.
Can we order Chinese food?
Yes.
Oh, well. <yeah.
laughs> I love, like, you're over at Abe and it's like Jasper giving out about pancakes.
Yeah.
The soft-boiled eggs.
We don't have soft-boiled eggs.
I told you. It's like... Wait, like, a minute, we should have them.
Yeah, like the fact this is the moment where he realizes he should be complaining with the rest of them. Like, he doesn't need to be young.
I love how, and this is always something that stuck with me, is like, you could take this job and fill it.
Yeah.
He's like, one more thing, I never washed my hands. That's your policy, not mine. And it's like, yeah.
And they carry him out, and it's like, as well, like the groans, like when they all fall, where it's like, oh, and like the shaky arm and all.
So we're kind of coming to the end here where it's like they wait for it, and like the thing I enjoyed most about it is like Smithers like, I want it.
And right as they're running up to Lisa Lionheart, they strategically wheel out Malibu Stacy with a new hat.
Yeah.
And that's it. I like the fact that it's like that crowd mentality again that the Simpsons do so well, where it's like, she just still possesses all the stereotypes she did before. It's like, but she got a new hat.
So when they sell it, they sell one doll. And did you notice who bought the doll?
Who is that?
She was in...
Was she like an evil...
No, she was there earlier on in the episode, and she was like part of the group where it was like...
Hey, horseface, get off that.
No, it was like... she was part of the group where it was like, my spidey sense is tingling. She was one of those girls. So like, Lisa technically knows her, and it's like, oh, if we got through to one girl, your mate, love. You sold your doll.
Yeah, what's her name?
Mate.
I think she's also, if that little girl happens to pay $46,000.
Love that joke. I think that little girl is also the girl where it's like when Bart is signing yearbooks and she's like, see ya, he writes like he talks. I love that joke, the 46 grand. What? Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Kudos to you,
Lisa. And that is it.
Yes, sir.
Episode done. Another one in the books,
as they say. And Terry, should we get into ratings?
Please.
Terry?
Yes.
Let me ask you something. What did you think of this episode? Oh dear.
I'll tell you now, it's at the lower end for the season for me, and I kind of was like, I knew coming up.
Did you expect
like,
it to be?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to give it, you know, the old college try, because I, I remember, and there's a lot of good stuff in it, but like, I was just like, I felt a lot of my time I was like smiling rather than laughing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and it was just like,
it's hard with a Lisa episode, you know?
Yeah.
Lisa or marriage episodes tend to be less so marriage.
Like the Marriage of the Lamb, I think.
Yeah, that was
like,
good. That's what, as soon as I said that, I thought Marriage of the Lamb.
Like, but this one, it just like, it didn't really have, like the story didn't do much for me. I didn't care about the story. Not nearly enough Homer, like, who this season has been like the bedrock of consistency.
Yeah.
And like he has nothing going on in this episode, really. He has, we didn't actually talk about it. He does the Simpsons theme on the piano.
That's his
arc, is like, to play the piano again.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
You know?
Like, yeah.
So like, it is hard when it's just the idea to split it with Lisa and Abe. Like
they're almost deliberately.
Like I would have liked to see maybe like Homer and Abe, like, split the story. At least then, like, I don't know, Abe is seldomly used on his own, like, given his own story.
Yeah.
So, like, you want the other one to be strong. Yeah. And I didn't find that it was with Lisa, like.
Plus, I kind of would have liked them to tie in the Abe and Lisa stories a bit more, or to have some sort of, like, bonding moment between the two of them at the end, or something like
that.
You
just kind of get that one scene at the table or whatever like that, like, you know. But
can I ask you who your MVP would be?
It'll be Abe. I'll give it to Abe. Like, I like his stuff more than I like Lisa's stuff.
Yeah,
like, the stuff that I like, it's like fits and starts.
Yeah.
The stuff with Lisa's, it's like the Jiggles, the Joe stuff, and then like, I'm pretty much a fan of all the Abe stuff, to be honest. Like, when he gets the job or whatever, like all those scenes are pretty solid. Watching the Buzz Cola stuff,
yeah,
you know, pretty good.
True.
Like,
yeah.
So,
all right. What about the rating, Terry? This is what the fans want to know.
I'm gonna give it a 7.9.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
That is your second lowest.
Yeah.
After the Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah.
Well, 7.9. Okay.
What about you, chum?
See. Personally, I didn't like it, right? Like, you know, and I kind of went in thinking, all right, you know, I haven't seen it in a while. They're normally the better ones that aren't as fresh. It was low on laughs, but I kind of think they, like, almost deliberately, they were more concerned almost with the message.
The story, like.
Yeah, than the laughs, you know what I mean? They weren't afraid to not have an episode that just wasn't going to be as funny. Like, they didn't, it's not like they had loads of jokes that failed to land, they just didn't really have,
there wasn't a lot of jokes in it.
But you know, they sort of took the laughs, they sort of exchanged the laughs for like a positive message, and which I thought was, you know, was a good message, especially back then, you know, to have. Like, Lisa's probably arguably one of the biggest feminist icons
about it the other day, that, know, like, for like the 90s or whatever like that, like, she has been consistently sort of one that's always talking about like women being smarter, or, you know, like that sort of, like you say, feminist sort of movement, like, so
I quite liked that. And what I liked about it was that, as opposed to a lot of the feminist stuff today, Terry, is that it wasn't, it's more
easy,
is that this was more just like about women, and like, you know, not setting the wrongs. It wasn't so much about men are this and men are that. It was more,
It
was like, more on the pro women side rather than, you know, anti this or that.
Well, we are pretty shitty though, like.
Some of us are.
Yeah.
Some of us are really nice. Well, you know,
hope you're not including yourself in that second one.
Oh, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the first.
You heard it here first, folks.
But anyway, my MVP would be your one.
She's good. Stacey Lavelle?
Yes. Because I thought she was quite good.
She has, her delivery alone was...
Yeah, she did well. Apparently she was very good to work with as well.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of...
And she had a voice that suggested she would have been a bit of a diva. But apparently she wasn't. I would give it a 6.8 out of 10.
Wow.
My lowest of the season.
Well, lower than the...
I think I went back and changed the Homer Goes to College one, because I'm looking through my...
your drive or whatever here, yeah?
Yeah, because... Oh, no, 6.8. I have that. So it's tied last with Homer Goes to College.
And his thing you had that is 3 Hours of Horror?
Yeah, I gave it a 7.
Ooh.
I like that. I was listening to last week's episode. It's like, got some feedback. Oh, yeah, what they say. Feedback is your rating system stinks. It's true. Yeah.
Shall we get to our plugs?
Please. Where can they find us, Terry?
Find us on Facebook. Put in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. We have pics and clips and whatever. All our episodes go up there. You can find our links to our SoundCloud page there.
Mm-hmm,
Where else can they find us online?
Twitter, Terry. You can find us at Put It in H Podcast on Twitter. With some hilarious memes and GIFs and episodes and little snippets of clips here and there. You can find us on iTunes.
Now, hold on there, Andy. Oh. I'm going to surprise you with something right now.
Surprise me in rehearsal.
No, I know you love to be surprised on mic. So, friend of the podcast, Brian Arnold, he said, you know what would be a good idea for you guys? If you need more reviews.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you offer a review for a review? So if somebody writes a good review of us and then they'll say, can you review blank, a little mini review. So you give a little, you get a little.
I like that.
Yeah, so I've got one here. We got a 5-star review from, they don't really want to say their name, but it says, hey guys, I love the show, it gets me through my work day, you bring so much wisdom into my life. In fact, I want to get some thoughts on your thoughts on something. The happy pair, yay or nay? And then edit, I changed my mind, I'm not happy wasting my one shot on the happy pair. I want your opinion on the more important things in life. Will you review a packet of Monster Munch for me?
Oh,
now do you know who the happy pair are?
Like a pub or a restaurant or something?
No, it's a restaurant. The two twins.
Yeah, sketches and stuff online and all that.
Do they? Two twins that, like, they're vegan guys or whatever like that. Like, you've never been to them?
No.
You can't review them. They're assholes, I think. You know, that's my hot
take. My gut reaction was, I don't like them.
Yeah.
I've seen little bits online and apparently, whenever I see them referenced by people, I'm like, yeah.
Like, I got Faye a cookbook by them.
Yeah.
And like, apparently the food is really good. And she's like, I actually feel like an arse using this cookbook.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be associated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, it's exorbitant prices in the restaurant and queues out the door and all. Like, but Monster Munch. Now,
well, we're at a dilemma, Terry. We don't have a packet of Monster Munch here.
No, but
I thought that was a surprise. I thought you were going to reach into your bag. Well, what are you saying about this?
Well, the question I have you was Monster Munch or Mighty Munch?
Monster.
Oh.
I think, if I'm thinking of the right one. Purpley packet?
Yeah, that's Monster.
Yeah,
the Monster. Pickled onion flavour.
Oh, yes. Monster all the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I generally wouldn't go for that, more of a Sensations Thai Sweet Chili.
No. What?
But Monster Munch
is...
I like Monster Munch.
Yeah.
My other half is a massive Monster Munch fan.
Is she a Monster Munch or a Mighty Munch?
Monster Munch. She sells for Mighty Munch because Monster Munch are kind of hard to get.
Yeah.
But Mighty Munch are everywhere.
But remember when Mighty Munch used to be Monster Munch?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what happened there.
I think they were like the Irish, the Tato. They were like Tato Monster Munch.
Mighty Munch. A Monster Munch aren't Irish?
No, they're like Walkers or whatever like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Brit.
Tan.
Yeah, there you go, you're tan. But I remember when Mighty Munch were like Tato Monster Munch. And those are the ones for me, man. Those are
Mighty
like,
Munch.
Yeah, they're like...
What's your crisp of choice?
Interesting. I tell you what, a Walker's Max goes down a treat.
Yeah, I forgot your crisp flavors.
What? That's cheese and onion, mate.
Unflavored for me.
Well, a Kyo's ready salted. Oh,
I like those, but I knew it was home. Or what are they called?
O'Donnell's.
Any of those, like, they're very oily, hand cooked.
Yeah, yeah. Kyo's at least, I think. Like, if you look at like kettle chips and O'Donnell's, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kyo's are the least ones. But if you're talking regular crisps, an alpaca king goes a
Can't beat a king sandwich. Oh,
yeah, king crisp sandwich.
Yeah, a bit of butter.
But if I was going corn snack,
I don't know if I have the balls to go corn snack on bread.
Oh, no, no.
It's going to be flat crisp
general,
for me.
Just in general.
I tell you what I love. Thai rings.
Yeah, or spicy.
Yeah, spicy rings as well, yeah.
Here's one, though. This is just evolving into crisp talk, because we got to wrap it up. But
yeah.
Waffles.
Waffles? I used to bloody love waffles.
They're amazing.
I'd still, you know what? I'd park waffles now, and I'd pick up a good old packet of rancheros.
No, Andrew, no.
Love a bit of ranchero.
KP. Unbelievable.
Now, Terry, thank you very much for the review, by the way. And I think that's not a bad idea to go.
So, going forward, guys, if you want to drop us a 5-star review, and you can in your review, ask us to review something. I know somebody wants us to review a Eurovision or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Might get us a little bit closer. If,
scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
Or anything. A little mini review there at the end of the episode will get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We would love review. I did put a link on Twitter, but I don't know. People were having trouble with it. But Terry, if they can, obviously a review would be very supportive and would help us along. If they want to support us financially, can they do that?
You can get us at paypal.me/ put it in H. I would just like to say a very generous donation was made last week.
Let's not name him, but we'll call him T. Burleson.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's too obvious. Let's call him Timmy B.
Yeah. Thank you so much first donation. We're not going to say how much, but it was very much appreciated.
Let's just say, oh, Gil. it was it was funny when you even sent me the screen grab of it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that I don't expect everyone to do it, but he certainly makes the rest of you look like a bunch of fucking... No, I'm sorry, yeah.
Just blew out the mic.
I did, sorry, everyone listening with earphones. But yes, thank you very much. Officially cements his place as number one fan. The statue is being built as we speak. That's you know, unbelievable. So if anyone else also wants to be a good, decent human being and support us financially, anything you can spare, or even if you can't spare it, to be honest, we could probably deal with it more than you. So that address again is paypal.me
/
put it in H. Thank you very much, and
we'll see you next time for
Deep Space Homer. I don't have to tell you what a doozy that one is.
Former President James Taylor.
I'm not as laid back as people think. Right, well, yes, thank you, and
good night.
Good night.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun. strikes 12, we'll cool off and start.